Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, the World Creativity Forum is next week in Oklahoma City. Quite a feather, isn't it, for Oklahoma to land this event?
Yeah, you know, I was privileged to serve as the first chairman of the Oklahoma Creativity Project, and the idea was to highlight for our citizens here the creative talents that we have in Oklahoma by celebrating them and promoting it and supporting it. And there's more creative districts, I believe it's called, and I think there's about 14 of them, and there's not any in the United States, or wasn't any. So we kind of audaciously applied for Oklahoma to be a member, a creative district in this world organization, and were accepted. And the first conference we were, after we were members, was in Shendao, China. The second one was in Flanders, Holland. And we actually applied for one following the next one, which was in Stuttgart, Germany, and got it. And we're kind of stunned to do it. We were sort of a little like the dog chasing the pickup, and we caught it, and oh, my goodness. And sure enough, we started putting this together, and Susan McCalmont at the Kirkpatrick Foundation deserves a lot of credit for her leadership in this. But in any event, on November 14th, 15th, and 16th, and 17th, we will be the World Creativity Forum will convene in Oklahoma City. Right now, there are 1,500 people from all over the world, I think 13 countries that will be represented. We're going to have a huge delegation from Oklahoma State because, as you know, we have a creativity initiative here on our campus. And it's a tremendous lineup of people and to interact and talk about this very critical subject for America in this global economy.
And Burns, what do you hope that participants will take away from the World Creativity Forum?
Well, I think there's really two things. I hope that they take away the conviction that everybody can be creative if they're only allowed to be in an environment where that kind of talent is welcomed, solicited, and celebrated, and that you can do something about it. You can have a creative idea. I'm sure I'm the same way. We have these ideas, but they just never go anywhere because we don't do anything with them. So I want people to have a conviction that they can have great ideas and they can do something with them. And then the second thing is I want to use this as a showcase for Oklahoma and Oklahoma State University around the world to show that this really is a place that values creativity, that we are creative. And they'll be seeing a lot of creative Oklahomans in the process of this. It's a tremendous opportunity for us to highlight what a great place this is to live.
And you mentioned OSU's initiative around creativity and entrepreneurship. Tell us very briefly how those efforts are progressing and why they matter.
Well, they matter a lot. Professor Melanie Page is leading this effort for us. And as you know, we have the School of Entrepreneurship under the leadership of Mike Morris. And the idea is that people, there's a college campus, especially a comprehensive research university, is a hotbed of disciplines and talent and creative activity. And what we want to do is bring all that to the surface. We want to have an interdisciplinary collaboration around these ideas, and we want people to be able to get their idea across the goal line. So that's the purpose of our creativity initiative. You never know where these things are going to lead. I always point to the MAPS project in Oklahoma City and the water in the river. And now, believe me, nobody thought that'd be a rowing venue. But it was a great idea to put water in the river, and look what's happened.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University.